You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Question for you guys. Audio, video, or text chatting? What do you think converts better? All three. You're not allowed to answer anymore. Yeah, whatever. Whatever you want it to be. I've seen people make it work and hit the top ranks of their company using all three of these methods. To me, it's shocking that people prefer to send a video to a prospect than like an audio or text, but some people do. And some people really like receiving that on the receiving end. So just whatever you'll stay consistent with, remember it's about the strategy and staying consistent. It's not so much about the nitty-gritty and what you put into it. So let's talk about some don'ts. And these are just as important as the do's. Don't interrogate. Don't treat them like they're a police. This is a police interrogation and they're on trial for some crime. You know, hey, what do you do? Hey, do you mind if I ask what you tried before? No, frame it with some good old-fashioned conversation. This is a big tip. It's a little tweak, but I see a lot of people doing this, trying to be more professional, trying to not screw up their messages. Be yourself. You heard that as a theme on the panel, right? Be you. So if you sound like a robot in your messages and you're not using contractions like I am, use I'm. We will not. If agreeable to you, please. Therefore, that's not how you talk in real life, so don't put it in your messages. It sounds really weird, and it makes people run for the hills. Use contractions. I'm, yeah, use slang. I heard Amy the other day. She used amazeballs. I love that. That's her. She's awesome. That's why she's so successful. She's spunky. Use those phrases that work with you and your personality. Do not use the words opportunity, ground floor, anything like that. And don't take yourself or your prospect too seriously, please. You've heard that's one of our core values, and it's because so many people just get so defensive and they take themselves too seriously. Don't do that. So they cursed you out. So they're nasty and they have a terrible personality. Great, at least I learned that now. And even if they brought $1 million to my business, what a nightmare that would be to work with, right? Don't convince, beg, or chase people. You know this. And please, 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 don't be afraid to ask for a phone number and take your conversation offline. Even if it's just starting off through text, people still like to hear a voice. They still want to know, and especially if it's business. Now, for a product, you have some flexibility here. If they're just buying the product, I think you have, you know, there's a good amount of people that will buy it without talking to you, maybe. But if you're about to bring on someone who wants to build a business, they want to know that you're serious and that you're going to lock arms with them. They want to know that. So they want to know that they're going to be able to talk to you, to get a hold of you. So don't be afraid to ask for that. Finally, don't forget to have fun. Ask yourself this question. Have you ever had a company contest or some kind of promotion going on? And before that promotion or before that contest, you had been signing up people like crazy, or at least pretty consistently, and then during that promotion or contest, you couldn't sign up a single soul. And you were so frustrated and so annoyed that you couldn't sign anybody up in that contest. Has that happened to anybody before? It's happened to the best of us, right? It's because you're taking it too seriously. And all you're focused on is, I got to make that sale. I got to make that sale. I got to make that sale. It's not a bad thing to want to make the sale, but don't forget, your prospect can feel your desperation. And so this happened to me over and over and over again, where I'd be signing people up, a contest would happen or something that, oh, I really want to get to that next rank. And it was like, nothing. And I realized that when I was talking to people, I was sounding too serious. And I was like almost pushing and naggy. When that wasn't me, that wasn't my personality. So don't forget to have fun in everything and just treat it like, hey, this is a journey, not a destination. Easy breezy? Pretty simple. How many do this every single day? There was like four of you. It's not the strategy. We're not teaching you anything new that you don't know. It's doing it. It's doing it. And now you have no excuse. Like I said, how many did this for 180 days? I did with no signups. You have no excuse. You know what to say. You know how to reach out to people. Just go do it. And this is just a quote that I love. Belief does not sit on the couch and wait for success to show up. Bob Proctor. Amazing guy, right? Yeah. Belief does not sit on the couch and wait for success to show up. You've got to go out there and make it happen.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.